In 2012, Carly Sakin and Daniel Weisberg founded The Skim from their couch. Now, 6 years later, their morning newsletter gives over 7 million subscribers the news and information they need to start their day. When they first started the company, they got a lot of advice from other female entrepreneurs. Now they're sharing those conversations and more on their podcast, Skimmed from the Couch. Every week, you'll hear from women like Arianna Huffington, founder of the Huffington Post, and Thrive on why she puts her phone to bed at night. Or how actor Taraji P. Henson got over her first rejection and learned how to negotiate for herself. It's a podcast about the real stuff. Tips and tricks to launch, grow, and change your career. The only rule on the couch? No BS. Check out Skim from the Couch wherever you listen to podcasts. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Nikki Marie Radio. Wow, I have had my best life talking about R. Kelly. Who knew that would put me over the top talking about, I guess you can call him America's most hated? And some would say the most envied, because he's made it for so many years with secrets, jail time, or no jail time, but jail time within the community, because a lot of people have turned their backs on him, basically. But there is light at the end of the tunnel, hopefully sooner rather than later. And a lot of people may agree or disagree with me, but we all have our own opinions and beliefs. And, you know, some people may call him the devil, or they may just say that he needs some real help, or maybe it is time for him to do some jail time in a physical sense. But I had a caller, and I want you guys to listen on what we had to say to each other. So stay tuned.
Hey, Mo Submarine, I gotta add that I totally understand what you're saying, but when you really look into the lyrics, it's coming from the man that's doing the things that's been done and continues to still happen. How do you separate the lyrics from the man, who wrote those lyrics, and still be okay with listening to those lyrics? Like, a lot of people break down and say, oh, Luther Vandross was gay, da 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 da. But when you listen to his songs, you don't get that he was. So it's like, what's the point? Or even with Richard Pryor being as gay as he was, or bisexual, or just sticking his thing in everything, how do you look at their work and see the credibility in it if you find out the things that they've been doing and what they've done? It's kind of hard. I mean, I haven't listened to an R. Kelly song in years.
So how long has it been since the last time you played one of his songs? I mean, I can separate him from his music because we've been doing this for a long time. He hasn't just popped up on the radar for underage girls and all this other stuff. I mean, a lot of people with the whole Aaliyah situation, that happened back, people found out in 96. In 96, I Believe I Can Fly came out on Space Jam, and that had, you know, Michael Jordan in the movie and everything. Then you had other songs, Down Low, and people was hard body on Trapped in the Closet. I mean, it's nothing new. If I Could Turn Back the Hands of Time, all these songs were like number one hits. We've been doing this for a long time. We've been ignoring or maybe sweeping it under the rug, but that's what we've been doing for a long time, and other artists as well.
All right, yeah, you got me, yo. And I appreciate you telling me this, but when you really think about it, it's not even his past experiences when he was still coming out with hits. And it's not even about his current. It's just the feeling. Only time I really want to listen to R. Kelly is when I'm ready to get in the mood, though. You know, it's one of those rose petals on the sheets with the wines and strawberries type. I mean, don't get me wrong, he's cool. I just
his personality outside of his creativity is two different, you know, spectrums of a painting. And him as a person, it's ugly, just like DMX, just like Richard Pryor's, just like the list goes on. I mean, I can keep going, but as far as that goes, it's still the concept of looking at R. Kelly. Would you, let's put it like this, be in a relationship with somebody when you know they got demons that they just can't let go? Would you still be in that relationship? Granted, you may keep some of the memorabilia or the items that you've had that were great moments, and that would be that, but do you want to be in that situation? Like, I can't play it in my car, let my kids listen to it. I mean, it's just not the perception of taking away, because when I do something bad, it's forever ingrained on me. Hands down, it's my sin. Whether you can deal with it, it's up to you. And that's how I feel. If you can deal with it, that's power to you. I mean, that's your outlet, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so with that being said, I hope you don't take offense to anything that I've said. I just want you to know that I'm all for that you still, you know, ride with the man. That's cool. I mean, hell, that's a fan. You know what I mean? I can't literally say that I was a big fan of his. I never wanted to go to his concerts, but, you know, you're a fan, and that's what most people want these days, is to have somebody loyal to them, like a sports fanatic, you know, to a certain team in their region. So, honestly, yeah, I respect that you are a fan of his. I just know that I don't think I have too many artists in the game that I can be a fan of. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But I thank you for your time, though. Appreciate you. Have a blessed one.
It was never about getting you or anything like that. I was just simply stating the facts. I'm not a fan of Robert Kelly. I'm a fan of R. Kelly's music, because I know that R. Kelly has written and probably produced a lot of music that we still listen to. He's written songs for Casey and JoJo, Kelly Price, Usher, Michael Jackson, Snoop, Tamia, and I Love Her, B2K, just a number of different artists. And, you know, we're able to look past a lot of things. I've never been to R. Kelly's concerts. I don't listen to his music on a daily basis, but I listen enough. I don't even know how I forgot to say Whitney Houston. But yeah, he's written for Whitney Houston, obviously Aaliyah, and probably so many other people that we don't even know. But I take this as a conversation, not as an attack, because again, this is what it is. It's a conversation. We have different opinions, and that's what it's about. We have different minds, different souls, and all that stuff. So I'm all for it. If you're not a fan of R. Kelly's, you don't even know that you're listening to R. Kelly's music. That's the thing. You could be waking up right now playing a song, and it could be written by R. Kelly. And it still means you're a fan of R. Kelly. Don't you think? Going back to your question about the relationship. If you're in a marriage, you are faithfully there to support that person. And when things go wrong, you don't just up and leave. So depending on how strong that relationship is, you can see past the person's faults, because there is no perfect person. Even though we were made to be perfect, we got away from that. But here we are. So if you're in a relationship and, you know, it's committed, you're supposed to be able to tell that person, maybe you just need help. But you don't just walk away when a person is down and out. That's not a real relationship or a real marriage.